Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special source for Rabbi Maron Yemi Marasi from Roshita ben Peshadina. This is in the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis, famous Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Pesach Pesuch Matzasi Nemer Losra Alef. Somebody says that he married a girl Becheskes Pesula, and he found she was not a Pesula, so he's Neman that she's Aser to him. She's not a besula, she was not faithful, and she's asur to him. Frek the Gemara, v'amai, why she asura, sfeik sfeika. Oh, it should be a double suffix, a double doubt, everything should be okay. We should be mad to her, because suffix tachtov, suffix ain't tachtov. Maybe it happened during the tuf of Erisin, in which case she's asura, but maybe it happened before. And then it's beseder, she's muteris. And if you say tachtov, then suffix b'ayna suffix ratzin. Maybe it was bonus, maybe it was beratzen. Only on the tzad that it was beratzen, she's a sura. If it was bonus, she's not a sura. So the Gemara answers one answer that it's talking about an ishus kohen, in which case there's no tzad of ones to be mad to her because she's a sura even by ones. And nachat teretz, the Gemara says, is it's talking about ishus yisrael going to kabel ba via kiddushin p'chusim ibashalishanim v'yoyim echod. Her father was makabel kiddushin when she was under 3, from then she's his wife, and therefore it's clear that she was Nevelis Tachtov, because if she was Nevelis before she was 3, her Besulim would come back, the Pesach would be closed, and from the fact that the Pesach is open, it must be that this happened Tachtov. As if it was before 3, Rachmana Litzlan, then he wouldn't have found the Pesach Pesuch if it was before they were married. So since he was already Makadish her before she was 3, and the Pesach is Pesuach, so it must be that this Maisa happened after the Kiddushin, after she was 3, and the Mela, it has to be Tachtav, and the only other Shaila is Ones or Ratzon. And she is thus Asura Misafik, because there's only one suffix, Ones or Ratzon. And since we have only one suffix, we say that maybe it was Baratzon. And Memela, she is Asura Zaktosis. Vim Timer Vinukma Becheskes Hetela Baila. Why aren't we mamid her, becheskes, that she's muteris to her husband and keep her mutter? And for Tosfos, v'yesh lomar, the unsa kola islei. Ones has a kol. Ones has a kol. It has a piercing. People know about it. V'hash d'leka kola. Havalei ratzon rubo miut ones rubo chazaka rubo odif. So here ones has a call. If it would be honest, people would have heard about it. Now that there's no call, chances are, odds are, it was beratzon. So the ratzon is the rove. Ones is a miut. So now you have a rove of ratzon. And you have a cheskes heter lebaila. So what are you going to go with? The rove of ratzon that she's a sur, or the cheskes heter lebaila that she's muteris? The answer is Ruva Chazaka Ruba Adif. You go with the Rove. And the Rove is that there was an onus here. And the Rove is that it was Baratzen. And since the Rove is Baratzen, Ruva Chazaka Ruba Adif, that's stronger than the Cheskas Heter Lebaila. Even in a case we have a sfeik sfeika, it should be a sfeik sfeika, it shouldn't be a sfeik sfeika anymore, she should also be a surah. Because the sfeik onus is command alese. And all you have is the sfeik tachtav, sfeik eno tachtav, because as we said, onus has a kol, and if there's no kol, then kol asikuyim, all the odds are that it was beratzen. And for Tosfos, Omeri, the high ruba, the beratzon, ain't a roiv gomer, ella havi midrabban. And this rove of ratzon is not an absolute, definitive rove, and it's only derabbanon. V'hilchach, b'makom sfeik sfeika shari, and therefore in a case of sfeik sfeika she's muteres, since it's only derabanan. It's rov, it's not a rov gomer, it's only derabanan. So if you have a sfeik sfeika, we're mati her. But b'makom chat sfeika chashvi rabanan rotzen l'gabi onus ruba. And if there's only one suffix, then the rabbis considered ratzon vis-a-vis ones versus ones to be a rov, and we're not mitchashev, therefore we don't take the ones into account, we assume that it was baratzon. But if it's part of a sfeik sfeika, then we say that this rov of ratzon is not a rov gamur, it's only derabanan, and therefore if it's part of a sfeik sfeika, it's shvacher, it's more, it's weaker, and therefore we are matir. But it's only one suffix, this is less to rely on. We're not Mekel, and we say she's a Surah. We assume that it was Baratzim. And the Sefer Chem, the Shleime, and Divor Maschil, Lechei Nirali Lefarish, he explains the Svar of the Ri. This is the Ri who is speaking, who said this very interesting Teretz. That Midoi Raisa, Mutter Mishum Sveik Sveika. That on a Torah level, she's muteres because of sveik sveika, sufik tachtov, sufik eno tachtov, sufik onik, sufik ratzon. And rak midirabbanon chashvu leilu ratzon ruba. And it's only on a rabbinic level that ratzon is considered a rov, and she's aser midirabbanon. And for an iser dirabbanon, even one sufik is enough, even one sufik is effective. And Memela, she's Muteres, Alts, Safek Tachtov, Safek Eno Tachtov. So on the Deoraisa level, you're cool with this fake sfeika. There's nothing to talk about. We're only concerned the Rabbanan. And since it's derabanan, you're right, the ratzon is, the odds of it being honest are slim, so therefore we don't take that into account. But since we're only on a rabbinic level, the suffik tachtov, suffik eno tachtov is enough to be your matir. Chem de shlomo zimnedame, the svar of Tosfos, to the shach, and Yoredei, and Simen Kufyud, and Klali Sfeik Sfeika, Sif Tez Zayin, that if it's a Sfeik Sfeika, Be'inyin Shu Mutter Men HaTorah, just as Aser Derabanan, and there's a Suffik in the Derabanan, it's Mutter. What's an example of that? Suffikim Nimluchu Dagim Tmeim Im Tahorim Mutter. If you have unkosher fish that were salted with kosher fish, it's mutter, because you have a sfeik sfeika. Maybe they weren't salted together. You have a suffik if they were salted together, so maybe they weren't salted together. And even if they were salted together, maybe they don't have shuman. And therefore, the unkosher fish doesn't have shuman, it doesn't have fats, and that wasn't, it didn't shrafe up the dagim tahorim. So therefore, on a biblical level, you're cool. It's beseder. Because you have a sfeik sfeika. Aye. Tzir dagim, the brine of fish, even if they don't have shuman, is still aser derabanan. So what about the iser derabanan? So nevertheless, you have a suffeik im nimlechu imayim olo. You could be somech on that one suffeik that, maybe they weren't salted with the kosher fish. So you can rely, since we're only on a rabbinic level, you can rely, and that one suffix is so too here. On a daraisa level, you have this fake sfeika. Ah, there's a problem with this rabbanan here, because on a rabbinic level, we say that it was beratzon. Say, since we're only on a rabbinic level, you could be somech that it was eino tachtov. Ad kan midivrei hachem des shleime. However, says Goin Agadol Rabbi Abba Berman Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Miloshen HaTosis is not mashma like that, because Tosis says uvimokoim chad sfeika chashvi rabbanan ratzon legabe ones ruba. If there's one suffek, the rabbis considered ratzon legabe ones to be a rove. And since here we're dealing with one suffek, ones a ratzon, and the ratzon is a rove, therefore we have to go with that rove. That's b'makom chatzfeika. That's if you have only one suffik. But it's mashma. The legabe sfeik sfeika. The rabbis didn't consider ratzon to be a rove. Whereas according to the Chemdes Shleime, even legabe sfeik sfeika, the rabbis considered ratzon to be a rove. Just since it's derabbanan, therefore, the suffik eino tachtav is a sfeika derabbanan and lakula. That's how the Chemdes Shlomo is learning. The Chemdes Shlomo is learning that legabe sfeik sfeika, the rabbis considered ratzon to be a rove. Since we're only dealing on a rabbinic level, because it's a sfeik sfeika, the suffik eino tachtav is sfeika derabbanan and lakula. But the mashmos of Tosfos is not like that. The mashmos of Tosfos is that we're in the world of sfeik sfeika. The rabbis did not consider ratzon to be a rove. You have a good sfeik sfeika. If you have one suffik, it's no good because ratzon is considered a rove. If you have a sfeik sfeika, ratzon is not considered a rove. You have a perfectly good sfeik sfeika. So that's apparently pshat in Tosfos. And it would appear that Tosfos don't accept the svar of the Chemdes Shlomo is because there is a chiluk, explains Rabbi Abba, between where the chachamim were mechadesh the etzem ha'isser and where the etzem ha'isser is an Isser Torah. Just the rabbis say that it's an Isser Torah. Let's explain what we mean. In a case where the Chachamim were Mechadesh the Isser, like in the Tzior of the Shach that we mentioned, that Chachamim were Mechadesh on Isser, even on the Tzir and on the brine of fish, Shein Bam Shuman. There we can say that it's Mutter because it's a Sfeik Sfeik of Isser Torah and a Safek and an Isser Derabbanan. Because even with Derabbanan, there's a Sfeik Sfeik in the Isser Torah of Dagim. And a suffek, legabe the Isser Derabbanan of the Tzir. Even mid Derabbanan, you have a sfeik sfeik alin in the Isser Torah. What's the sfeik sfeik alin in the Isser Torah? Suffek. Nimlechu dagim tmeim im taharim suffek not. And even on the tzad that they were, maybe there was no shuman. And you also have a suffek on the Isser Derabbanan of the Tzir. You're right, Sir Shal Dagam Zasdrabanam, but maybe they weren't salted together. So in such a case, the Shach says that it's mutter. However, that's different, Mashenkan in our sugya, that the rabbis considered the ratzon legabe ones to be a rove. That the rabbis considered the ratzon to be the majority of cases and the ones only to be the minority of cases. Here the rabbis were not mechadesh any isser. They just said that midrabanan, rov is considered, ratzon is considered a rov. And therefore, there's an isser Torah. And because of this, the suffix tachtav, or suffix eino tachtav, is considered a suffix b'isser Torah. And therefore, we should go l'chumra, like all suffix d'oraisas. So where the rabbis were mechadish the isser, then it could be mekel in the suffix d'rabban. But when the rabbis said that there's an isser Torah involved, then you can't be mekel. So here there's an isser Torah involved, because the rabbis are saying that ratzon is a rov, and therefore you have to assume that it was beratzon. And then we get to suffik tachtav, suffik eno tachtav. It's going to be a suffik in an isser Torah, because on the tzad that it was tachtav, there's an isser d'oraisa here, because it was tachtav and beratzon. So the Tosfos couldn't accept the svar of the Chem de Shlomo. But since it's only derabanan, the suffik tachtav is only derabanan, so we say sveka derabanan ulukula. No. If you say that in the case of the sveka, the rabbis considered ruts and a rove, then it's not an isser d'rabbanan, it's an isser d'oraisa. The suffix tachtav, suffix eno tachtav, is the suffix d'oraisa. And there's a raya for this from the Shach himself, in Yoredei, and Simon Kufyud, and Klali Sfeik Sfeik, and Sifyud Zayin, in the name of the Yisr V'Hatter, he writes that if you have Gvinos Shel Yisrael, She'eniach Beveis Ovid Kochav, if you have cheeses of Jews that were placed in the house of an idolater, Ve'akach Nischalef, and then they were exchanged, Ve'Safik Migvinos Shel Yisrael, Shel Ovid Kochavim, and I have a Safik, if this is Jewish cheese or Gentile cheese, idolater cheese, Afagav Dushar Surah Durbanakai Gavna Mutter, even though in other cases, if it's an isser d'rabbanan, it's mutter, we could be mekel sveka d'rabbanan l'kula, b'gvino sa'ovit kochavim aser, but if it's the cheeses of a guy, it's aser, k'em das chama gvino sa'ovit kochavim machmas chasis d'raisa b'gufo, since the rabbis asered cheeses of an idolater, because of chash, isser d'raisa, and the cheeses themselves, asua k'vadi is d'raisa, they made it like a vadi is d'raisa, v'einor nitr b'hai sveka d'ruchlefa, and it's not mutter in this suffix of when it was exchanged. The lekalim meimar kevin shcham masru mi suffix shem yesh bo davar tameh havele sveik sveika. You can't say here that the rabbis only answered it mi suffix shem yesh bo davar tameh havele sveik sveika. You have a suffix. Maybe it wasn't exchanged. Even on the side that it was, maybe there's no davar tameh. No. Halasa, that's not true. The kevin da asru chachamim machmas yesh bo beguf chashash is daraisa su kevada yisr. So on the side that it was exchanged, it now has the din of a vada yisr. Because we're dealing with the gufa shel davar, as we're concerned, it's an isser d'oraisa. So there's only one suffix, was it exchanged or not? But on the tzad that it was exchanged, we assume that with goyisha cheeses, we assume that it's vadei aser. So you've stepped into the dangerous realm of d'oraisa here with these cheeses, and therefore we're going to aser them. And Kol Shekhen over here, that the rabbis considered ratzon a rov, and they didn't aser machmas as safek, but rather because it's considered rov, they made it like a vada yisr d'oraisa. So therefore, now the safek tachtav, safek eno tachtav, is considered kisveka d'oraisa l'chumra, because the safek of rov is no longer a safek. It's considered vadai, And all you're left with is Safik Tachtov, Safik Eno Tachtov, which is one Safik. And Safik Daraisa Lechumra. If we can't say like the Chem de Shlomo, that since it's only Durabbanan, we can be Mekel. No, Safik Tachtov, Safik Eno Tachtov is not a Safik Durabbanan, Safik Daraisa. Because the Rov made it into a Vadai, Durabbanan made it into a Vadai Yisr. And once it's a Vada Yisr, so then the second Safek of Tachtav Eino Tachtav is now a Safek Adoraisa, which we're going to go L'chumra. So therefore you have to say, as is Meduyik and Tosis, that the Gabbai's Safek Safeka, the rabbis didn't consider Ratzon Rov. And we have to explain this far of the Ri. And that, B'li Neder, I hope, is the topic of our next shiur. And we should be Zeuche Mir Tzeshem to have a Havana in this, this Tosis and this Sugya. There's a lot to say. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.